Foundation, working to grow economies and expand human welfare. Learn more at Kauffman.org.
WCVE Public Radio. Time now for the Monday Morning Business News Analysis. Brian Ford joins us from RBC Wealth Management. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
I am well. Hope you got into the office okay this
morning. Oh, yeah, man. It's beautiful outside.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was slow and steady growth on the stock markets last week, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and slow and steady is okay. It was generally a pretty good week for equity investors. The S&P 500 and the Dow Jones, two widely followed averages, were up slightly again, pushing the 2010 year-to-date numbers to around the 10 to 11% levels for the year, probably better than most people felt possible at this point. Gold has also had another very strong year. You can probably tell that, Wayne, by listening to the radio, watching television, all the gold ads right now.
Mm-hmm.
But gold's had a very strong year. But it and silver and some other commodities have started to reverse their trends a little bit and started even, in fact, last week. So that's something to keep an eye on. Another thing to keep an eye on, Wayne, is that the individual investors are getting much more bullish, feeling much more confident. In fact, the American Association of Individual Investors shows that people are the most positive they've been in since February 2007. That's coming up on 4 years now. And sometimes that can be viewed as a contrary indicator. In general, mergers and acquisition deals continue pretty strong. You saw Dell Computer bought another company over the weekend for almost $1 billion. But in general, a pretty decent week.
I want to ask you about two companies, both of whom are among the most familiar names in the history of American business. GE raised its dividend,
Yeah. And
A&P, which at one time probably was the most well-known grocery chain in America, kind of a iconic mm-hmm. place in certainly in small-town America, that's filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah, Wayne, this is what I call a sign of the times. Two companies headed in opposite directions. It's sort of a microcosm of how some things, as we say, continue to get better in this economy, and some are not. First, the good side. GE raised its dividend 17% last week. In fact, it's the second time this year they've raised their dividend. But don't get too excited yet. GE's dividend is still not half of what it was paid out before the recession started. But let's take it as it comes. GE CEO Jeff Immelt has cited a number of factors: better cash flow, strength in the industrial businesses, better lending standards at GE Capital, and rapid expansion in emerging markets as signs of their corporate strength. I also note, interesting, Wayne, that other big blue chippers are raising their payouts as well, such as Honeywell, the German giant company Siemens, and even Tyco International are raising their dividends. On the flip side, Wayne, you're right. The story is not good at grocery chain A&P. Some people may know A&P by some other names, Superfresh, Pathmark, Food Emporium, other names such as that. As you heard this weekend, a 150-year-old American grocery institution has declared bankruptcy. The company has cited huge debt burdens, over $1 billion, and they've struggled to keep their supply chain intact, to keep advertised food products in stock, causing a lot of customer frustration. By comparison, Kroger has weathered the downturn better since they adopted a lower price strategy. But A&P and even Safeway, to some extent, have really been hit hard by trying to stay too upmarket in the grocery stores.
We have almost 2.5 minutes left mm-hmm. this morning. Talk to us about inflation and deflation and what's going on.
It's a big debate, Wayne. And, you know, the big question is which one is more prevalent, which one is a more pressing problem. Clearly, right now, the U.S. is fighting deflation as the Federal Reserve continues to add stimulus to a very slow growth economy. In fact, Ben Bernanke hinted on 60 Minutes recently he was prepared to launch yet another round of easing. But elsewhere, central banks are already fighting inflation and raising interest rates. Case in point, China. They reported that inflation spiked over 5% in November alone. And their president, Hu Jintao, has said that fighting inflation in 2011 is a major priority. China, of course, has a classic struggle right now between relatively fast economic growth, a rising middle class demanding higher standards of living, for its people and also a possible real estate bubble. So China wants to reduce its reliance on exports and also beef up its western provinces. You know, add this all up, Wayne, and the government is raising bank reserves for the third time in a month, raising interest rates again, and keeping the yuan basically as stable as they can. Are these good problems to have? Maybe, but problems nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. Just a little over a minute now. The tax legislation pending in Congress, which has only a few days left to go in this lame duck session, it's more than just a bill about income tax rates. It's more of a comprehensive tax measure, no?
Yeah, it is. The tax debate, as you say, may be settled as early as this week. I thought I'd cover some basic facts and figures so our listeners will really know what's going on. As you're right, this is more encompassing than simply your income tax brackets. You may have heard there's a 2% reduction in Social Security taxes, but also included in here is a capital gains on your investments, and also qualified dividends rates stay at 15% for at least 2 years. In addition, the estate tax, or what some people call the death tax, is finally getting some structure again. Because of a quirk in the 2001 bill agreed to by Congress, there's no death tax at all this year, even if you had billions of dollars. And there have been quite a few big cases this year. Remember, Wayne, George Steinbrenner of the New York Yankees?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it appears the new level will be $5 million per person for the estate tax.
Gotta fly.
Will be taxed at a top rate of like 35%.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Don Gagne.